Mike Perez says regional planning will be essential for future water supply. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, veteran South Texas Public Administrator Mike Perez said the proposed RGV desal marine desalination project has merit but will require regional planning, infrastructure improvements, and cooperation among water providers before it can become part of the Rio Grande Valley's long-term water supply. Perez made the remarks following a June 24 press conference hosted by Cynthia Sokolensky, president of the RGV Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Sokolensky welcomed elected officials, business leaders, community representatives, and members of the media to hear details about the proposed desalination project. She said water remains one of the Rio Grande Valley's greatest challenges and described the project as a potential long-term investment in the region's future. Perez has more than 40 years of experience in municipal government, serving as city manager for McAllen, Mission, Harlingen, Weslaco, and Mercedes. He currently serves with Hidalgo County, where he continues to work on regional planning and public infrastructure. Asked about his overall impression of the presentation, "Overall, they gave a little more information on their project than they did in Harlingen a few weeks ago," Perez said. "The project does have merit, however, no estimated cost has been shared with us. Long term, the valley will have a serious water shortage," he said. "The Rio Grande River cannot supply all the water we will need to continue to grow. Yes, desalination will have to be part of our solution to our water shortage," Perez said. "The company has a lot of experience in desalination and has technology that will have little to no negative impact on the environment," he said. According to Perez, the cost our citizens will have to pay for water, he said. They are used to having very cheap water. The second is getting all the cities and water supply corporations to work together to move water from east to west. The water providers need to develop a plan they all can follow and implement projects to connect different water systems to move water," Perez said. "Even if the plant opens next week, we do not have the infrastructure to move water efficiently to the west or from the west to the east. We need a plan." Regarding the project's proposed private financing, "I am curious to see how the investors will get a return on their investment because they are talking about 50 million gallons per day," he said. "The valley is not ready at this time, in my opinion." Perez said desalination could support future economic development by providing an additional water source. He encouraged community leaders to begin working together on regional planning and funding. "Start talking about how, as a region, we can get a grant to do planning for major connections between all potable water providers to be able to move water from where it is to where it is needed," Perez said. Governance is always an issue.